I'm Anthony Blee, and I worked with Basil Spence on the cathedral as an architect. The funding of the cathedral was very difficult. When it came to erecting the spire on the cathedral and the sculpture that goes with it, we hadn't got the funds. I suddenly had the idea that we might ask the RAF to do it as a military exercise. And fortunately, they said that they would, if they could do it successfully, 10 times in a dummy run at Odiham Airport, the helicopter airport. They made up a replica using old bicycles and things like that, and successfully hoisted the sculpture on top of it 10 times without failure, whereupon the head of this operation said, OK, we can go ahead. But then I got a letter from the Air Ministry saying, forget it, we're not going to do it. And I took this letter through to Basil. And at that stage, we were working at the same time on Hyde Park Cavalry Barracks, with our client effectively being the Secretary of State, John Profumo. So Basil picked up the phone and got through very quickly to John Profumo. And Profumo said, Basil, I'm defence and the army, but I will talk to my colleague, the Air Minister. And clearly he said something to the Air Minister like, I gather you're chicken, you're backing out. Whereupon I got a phone call from this civil servant who'd written the original letter saying, tear it up, please. And that's why the whole project went ahead.
I'm Ron Salt, and I was one of the two pilots who flew the Belvedere aircraft that carried the spire right on the top of Coventry Cathedral. We practiced time and time again and decided that one man flying the aircraft could do it, but we could be more accurate if we shared the flying between two pilots. Myself doing the up and down bit, the other pilot doing the sideways bit, and
another pilot down near the base on the airfield, and another pilot lying prone in the back of the aircraft, and he could look down and tell us what to do with our controls.
The only thing that we were really worried about was if we were flying with the bottom of the spire more than 3 feet away from the roof. If we had to drop it, it would go straight through the roof, and Coventry would have the first cathedral in the world that had the spire on the inside.
Twin rotor Belvedere helicopter from number 72 Squadron based at Odiham in Hampshire has taken off with the nylon ropes hanging from beneath the aircraft, ready to pick up this 78-feet bronze spire to put it on the roof of the cathedral. It's slipped the toe, the spire is in position. After just over 10 minutes' work, the spire is in position. Coventry, for centuries a city of three spires, is now a city of four spires. A moment in history indeed.
John Dowling and I were by the aircraft and looked up and said, why have we gone to all this trouble just to put that piddling little thing up?
So how are you feeling about the walk up there then, Ron?
Well, I'm glad you chaps are with me too. And I really do want to go up and look at that. I can imagine that it's going to be more impressive up there than looking at it from the ground. I feel so much better about the look of the thing now that I'm up here right at the base of it. I get a better impression of what the people who were on the roof had to cope with. It looked a little bit like a Meccano toy or something, you know, from down below. How many cathedrals have a spire like that? I don't know anymore. I never thought that I would ever come back 50 years on, and certainly not to go up and see the spire as it is now. It's been one of the biggest thrills of my life, you know. It's absolutely wonderful.